Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money.
Is this a chicken guy?
It is, no, yeah.
Not the Tyson's chicken guy from Arkansas. Totally different guy.
No, different guy. He's with Cal right now trying to figure things out.
Back in on a Wednesday, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Nathan Williams producing. Yesterday, we talked to Bill DeWitt, the owner of the St. Louis Cardinals. And you're like, that sounds weird. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to push sports betting in the state of Missouri.
That's exactly right.
And there has been a push from the professional teams in Missouri to get this thing passed. And I guess they felt compelled to, well, we got to get the other state here involved. I'm not hearing much out of the other side of the state here.
Right.
And the Cardinals wanted to chime in.
Yeah, they
did. Which was interesting.
Very interesting, I thought, yesterday. Dan Houks, Missouri representative with us here on 610 Sports Radio, friend of the show. We appreciate you, Representative Houks, for jumping on this morning and trying to give us a kind of a lay of the land. It feels like to me that every time we get like to the end of April, beginning of May, right before the session ends, there's this wild push to try to get legalized sports gambling taken care of almost at the last minute for the last couple of years. Is this something you guys start working on when January 1st rolls around? And you just get to it now, or explain why I feel like every year by the end of April, beginning of May, there's like all of a sudden this strong push in Missouri to get this done.
Well, first of all, good morning. And yeah, it feels like Groundhog Day all over again. You know, I think it was about a year ago right now we were talking about this again, and also 2 years ago about the same time.
Yep.
You know, I filed the bill back in January. We got out of committee in February. As it's been sitting on the calendar for the past 10 weeks, ready to go to the floor. You know, and I think you spoke about yesterday that the floor leader and Representative Patterson has been the one holding us up at this point, but I'm doing everything I can. I mean, I've listened to people who obviously listen to your show pushing this, and that's where we're at. And I was listening to that intro, and I thought it was really kind of odd that Bill DeWitt, the president of the Cardinals, wanted to talk to folks in Kansas City.
Yeah, why do you think that is? Why do you think the Cardinals owner is why aren't we hearing from the people that are in Kansas City, you know?
Well, that's definitely an odd one, but, you know, he's very passionate about this, has been. Obviously, he's kind of the big push on the initiative petition if it has to go that route, so the legislature to get it done, and obviously a vote of the people on that aspect. So we're both trying to do what we can, and I do appreciate him coming on your radio station to talk about this.
You mentioned kind of pushing it to the voters. I mean, is it the time to do it now because it has been stalled so many times now?
I agree on both sides. When they contacted me late fall last year and said, hey, we're going to give you guys one more chance in the legislature to do this. If you guys can't do it, we're going to do an initiative petition. I said, hey, I agree with that. You know, I'll be the first person to sign on to that, and I'd vote for it at the voting box.
Dan Houks, representative of the state of Missouri, with us here on 610 Sports Radio. So what is the latest? Are we any closer? Is it Groundhog Day? Where do we stand right now with legalized sports gambling in Missouri?
Well, we don't have it. We're losing tax dollars every day on this. As we look at the budget moving forward, eventually one day we're going to be in a budget crisis unlike we are right now and have been the last few years. And this is a way to fund education in tune of about $34 million. Definitely want to do it. I think, once again, the people, I've outpoured a number of people who've called my office, talked to me on the streets that once legalized sports gambling. And unfortunately, we just haven't been able to do it in the legislature. And, you know, once again, if going the vote of the people needs to happen, that's what we'll have to do.
Do you think it passes if it goes to a vote of the people?
I do. I really do think it passes. I think there's just so many people who want this that I think it would pass at the voting box.
It was, if I'm not mistaken, again, sometimes it gets a little blurry because we have been seemingly doing this, Bob, for like a number of years now. There was a hang up with other types of gaming machines in other outlets outside of casinos. Where is that still part of the hang up?
I don't believe so right now. You know, and Senator Hoskins this year hasn't been he hadn't had a chance to hold it up. Yeah, last year, years before, Senator Hoskins over in the Senate held it up. But this year, it's being held up in the House by the floor leader.
Why is the floor leader holding it up? He's from Lee's Summit. He's from this side of the state. He can see, like, out his window, everybody screaming towards Walcott Road on 435 in Kansas to gamble
Sunday mornings. Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever been by Walcott Road on a Sunday morning on 435, I mean, it's a parking lot out there. I'm thinking about getting, like, a pastry cart and selling to Missouri residents over there that are coming over to gamble. How can he not just, like, see that? It's happening, like see dollars leaving.
You know, he told me he's one who wants this, and you know, I know we had some priorities early on that we needed to take care of, and we've done those. So I don't know why he's holding up at this point, but today's a new day. Who knows? It might hit the floor today. I don't know.
That'd be fantastic if it did. How much of this, Dan, is also quote unquote a last ditch effort to keep the Chiefs from not going to Kansas?
Well, you know, I certainly hope we don't have to have that border war. You know, I think that Jerseys would be burnt in the streets if that happened. You know, Missourians definitely don't want the Chiefs and or the Royals to go to Kansas. You know, we actually got a good winning team out of the Royals right now that's a lot better than the Cardinals. I don't think that's part of the equation. I haven't talked to the Chiefs, but I just don't see them leaving Kansas City.
Do you think that, though, this would be a push if the Chiefs and Royals are looking at both sides of the state line and they see, look, I can open a casino and whatnot on the Kansas side on my property and make money off of this thing, and I can't in Missouri? Do you see that, though, as something that could sway one or both of the teams to cross the state line?
Well, I think in a realistic world, yes, that could be a reason, but I certainly don't think that's going to happen.
All right, so where are we at on timetables now from your end?
Well, we got 4.5 weeks left of session. We end May 17th, and I'm going to do everything I can, including, you know, here in the next 20 minutes, heading over to the Capitol and start pushing this. I'm going to go directly to the floor leader's office and say, hey, why aren't we doing this? Today is a great day to do it.
Yeah, the sooner you can get it on the legalities or whatever you want to call it, the sooner people can start wagering, and the sooner everybody can start making some money, and then you make both of those teams think, all right, now we got what we needed over here in Missouri, and things are better than, you know, what we thought. We got the legalized gambling, another revenue stream. I mean, Bill DeWitt yesterday talked about how much money he could add to payroll by just having that, and I think when fans hear that, they're like, hey, we can add to payroll by just legalizing sports gambling? Let's do it.
Well, yeah, and that, you know, the handle alone in the month of January across the United States, the 31 states that have legalized gambling or that reported legalized gambling, was something like $314 billion. So that's a huge handle. That's how many bets were placed. And, you know, right now there's bets being placed probably right now as we speak on different things. And the state of Missouri is getting $0 towards education.
Yeah, it really is unfortunate. Well, continue to fight the good fight, Dan. And one more thing before I let you go. I've heard from, you know, fans and whatnot regarding the Chiefs and the Royals. Is the state prepared to step in and help fund stadiums to keep both of those teams in Missouri? Or is the state not to that point yet?
We're not to that point yet. I haven't heard any talk about that. But if I hear something, I'll give you guys a call. If you don't mind.
Sounds good. Absolutely. Dan, we appreciate it. Keep fighting that good fight for legalized gambling and whatever else you guys are fighting for.
You betcha. Everybody have a wonderful day. Go Royals.
You got it. Dan Houks, Missouri representative, fighting the good fight.
I love how he said all these nice things about Bill DeWitt. He's like, and the Royals are better than the Cardinals.
They are.
That's good. That's awesome.
They are.
And he's heading right to the floor to try to get this thing done.
Hey, he's in Jefferson City. You know that's a split city with all the representatives. There's a lot of Cardinal fans there. So he's got bragging rights right now for both football and baseball. He wants to keep it that way.
Yeah, so this is the Cardinals owner, Bill DeWitt, on with us yesterday here on 610 Sports Radio. Why they think that the professional teams need gambling.
I just think for Missourians, we need to make sure that, you know, this is something that is competitive for the teams. You know, we all compete on revenues, and it ultimately translates to payrolls and salaries. So, you know, I think the issues that happened over there in Kansas City with the stadiums, not sure that's going to resolve. We certainly root for our brethren over there, and we celebrated the Chiefs' win this year. So we're kind of all in it together here in Missouri and root for each other, which is kind of cool.
Do you see it?
And he mentioned as well the teams in the division. He's like, oh, yeah, Chicago's got it. And
Cincinnati has it.
Yeah, kind of like everybody's got this
Pittsburgh's
influx
got it
of whatever. Pittsburgh's close. They got this influx of whatever. He goes, I'm sure it's the same in the AL Central.
Right.
don't want to put your teams at a competitive disadvantage because they're in or not in states that have legalized sports wagering.
Yeah. So and the reason why it adds to their payroll is because there's marketing opportunities that they can create. It would be like having, you know, State Farm, for example, come on and being able to spend dollars with you. Right now, they're limited on what dollars these casinos and sports books can spend because the actual activity is not legal in the state in which they reside. Becomes legal in the state in which they reside, it opens the floodgates and these teams can make more money. And I've said for generations now on these airwaves, Josh, I don't care how these teams make their money. The more money that the Royals and the Chiefs can make, it's better for everybody in Kansas City, because if they start not being able to make money, that's when all businesses, not just sports teams, develop that wandering eye. Well, maybe it's better over here. Maybe it's better there.
Extra bucks there. You never know.
Keep the ability for our teams to make money after dollar, and it secures their stability and future and long-term growth here in the Kansas City area.
Apparently, Hoodie wasn't even top three. We'll get to that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And when I'm putting working on a weekend, I look back on this and think how we had the club going up
on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she choosing club going up.
Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. You request the music on a Wayback Wednesday. Please include your name.
Yeah, this is a fellow by the name of I Love Mackinin, and Micah in Denver. You know, we just had Monday, and
yeah.
Micah said, how about Tuesday?
So, all right, so songs for the day of the week. We're working through the week, right?
I think we have a theme.
There you go. Lengthy piece put up this morning on ESPN.com involving Bill Belichick. We actually glanced up at the screen, and they were showing all kinds of things with Belichick, and they were doing it with the sound off.
Right.
And I'm like, what's happening with Belichick?
And I said, his birthday was yesterday. They must be celebrating his birthday. I don't know.
Not so much.
No.
The story is titled Voted Off the Island.
Ooh.
Inside Bill Belichick's Failed Job Hunt.
Mm.
And it goes through all the scenarios of teams that may have shown some level of interest of Bill Belichick this offseason.
And there were seven openings this offseason, right? Not counting New England. So six he could have had.
Yeah.
And he got none.
Got none. So it starts off with Atlanta, and according to this story, he thought he had the Atlanta job.
Yeah, he thought he was headed to the Falcons.
Interviewed twice with the Falcons, once on the yacht. Remember, he was on the yacht, mm-hmm. and then he went once to Arthur Blank's home in the Atlanta area. And it said, a few hours before the Atlanta Falcons named Raheem Morris to be their next head coach, Bill Belichick believed the job was his.
How about that? Could you imagine being blindsided like that, thinking you're moving to Atlanta, and then they hired Raheem Morris?
And then they said that he said the right things. I don't want to have all the power. I pledged to work with the GM there. I'm changing. We're not going to run what I ran there. The power structure is going to be different. I'm willing to come, and I just want to be the coach.
Right.
And do all those things. So apparently said the right things. I don't know if they bought it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do you believe that Bill Belichick was going to do that?
Goes on to say that leadership of the Falcons basically were polled, took a vote. He didn't finish in anybody's top three.
That's amazing. That's just for the Falcons.
And he thought he had that job.
He thought he had the job. And so, like, whoever the powers that be, however many of them are, all sat around, and Arthur Blank said, give me your top three. And everybody wrote their top three choices down, and not one person had Bill Belichick. Now, the flip side could be all of these guys were fearing for their jobs.
Sure.
And so they didn't want to bring Bill Belichick in regardless of what he
guy
said.
Guy in is going to come in and do things his way over me. Yeah,
right.
I get that.
Yeah.
Quote, he was essentially voted off the island, end quote, a source close to the Falcons hiring process said. Goes on to detail as well that he was interested, that he's still interested in being a coach next hiring cycle. Dallas, Philadelphia, and the Giants are all intriguing to
him. Yeah, absolutely.
All which could be open.
All which could be open, right.
That he reportedly is close with the Eagles brass, and they did talk to him not about the coaching job because they didn't have one at the time, but just reached out about, you know, hey, congratulations on your career, whatever. Sources said that they did not discuss a job, but then somebody in the Eagles office said, he only wants to get 15 more wins. Do we want to crash everything for 2 years of Bill Belichick?
Right.
That was basically the rub on him. Like, do we want to go a completely different direction, knowing it's only going to be a couple seasons? And they opted to not even consider it.
Right. I told you I don't think Bill Belichick will ever coach again in the NFL.
One of his friends in the story says, "Yeah, I think it's done.
It's done." Yeah, his friend is actually quoted as saying, "I don't think Bill Belichick will ever be a head coach again in the NFL." The friend said, "Unless it's for Jerry Jones." And
which is always a wild card.
Which is always the wild card, right? Like I could see Jerry Jones wanting to hire Bill Belichick and really being the only person that does want to hire Bill Belichick. I still think the Giants are a bit of a wild card in that because, you know, for whatever reason, the owner of the Giants, I mean, he can't figure things out right now. And maybe going back to Bill Belichick and reliving the glory days of the 80s where he was the defensive coordinator for Bill Parcells and they won Super Bowls is something that they would want to do. And people have always said that Bill Belichick has a soft spot in his heart for the Giants as a franchise because that's where he got his start, you know, with that organization, would like to retire there. But again, next year, Bill Belichick's going to be turning 72 years old, Josh. Are you wanting to, as an owner, turn your franchise over to a guy who only will be there, as you mentioned, for a couple of years? And I don't know if that's necessarily the right thing to do because it's not like Bill Belichick has groomed anybody in the history of his coaching to be a good head coach in the NFL. And so it's not like, oh, I'll bring Bill Belichick in and so-and-so, and Belichick will groom him to take the job in 2 years. I wouldn't trust anybody that Bill Belichick's throwing out there, you know, to be the quote-unquote heir apparent to him. And I also wouldn't hire in the NFL or in any sport a quote-unquote coach in waiting. I think that's one of the dumbest things you can do is give somebody that title coach in waiting because most of the time, majority of the time, pretty much all of the time, that person never gets the job, and if they do, it never goes that well. So I don't think you should do that with Bill Belichick. I just think, Josh, this league, this game, his style is antiquated. And yes, he's the winningest coach from a Super Bowl standpoint and maybe of all time at some point, but I don't know that his style necessarily works anymore. Look at the last couple of years, okay? You don't judge Bill Belichick on what he did in the early 2000s anymore. You judge him on what have you done for me lately? And the last couple of years without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick has been a below average head coach that if his name wasn't Bill Belichick would have been fired a year sooner than when he was fired at New England. So I just don't think he's ever going to coach again. I just don't think owners are going to go for Bill Belichick.
So he goes on the yacht with Arthur Blank. Right. And they have apparently a great visit, to which sources believe Arthur Blank thought he had his guy.
Yeah.
Arthur Blank then picks up the phone and calls Bob Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
According to this story, they had sources, you know, it wasn't Bob Kraft or wasn't sources close to, you know, Bob Kraft or whatever. Quote, Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill, end quote.
Wow.
Multiple sources said that Kraft spoke with, quote, some candor to Blank about Belichick, though the sources declined to elaborate. One source close to Belichick said Kraft was, quote, a big part of why the Falcons passed on hiring him.
How about that? I think Robert Kraft felt like he got burned by Bill Belichick.
The sources said Kraft made clear to Blank that, quote, you'll never have a warm conversation with Belichick.
No, that's true. I mean, I could have told you that.
Blank likes coaches who feel part of a family, a Falcon source said, and it wasn't going to be that way with Bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long story, but it's a pretty revealing one. And then had some, you know, other encounters with other teams. But yeah, it just sounds like his style was only going to work in New England. And then when it didn't work in New England,
it ain't going to work anywhere else.
New England didn't have a lot of good things to say about it. Well, it worked. It worked for us. We won and stuff, but I wouldn't do it if I were you.
Right. Well, it worked for them because they had the right combination.
Yes, yes.
They had Tom Brady.
It worked at the time.
Who was the ultimate alpha dog of that entire thing, right? And you haven't watched the Dynasty, I know, but when you watch the Dynasty and then read this article, you start to, you know, piece some things together and really realize how much Bob Kraft, I think, will go to his grave regretting the decision to allow Tom Brady to leave. And that was his guy, man. Like, Tom Brady to Robert Kraft was like another son. Bill Belichick was never like his son. Bill Belichick was maybe like his brother that you tolerated because you were bringing some good things to the party at the time and things were working. But once, you know, your brother broke up with his girlfriend or wife or whatever, the dynamic changed. And Bill Belichick, I think, or not Bill Belichick, but Robert Kraft, I think, realized very quickly that Tom Brady was the operation, was the brains behind that operation. Yeah, Bill Belichick was a great facilitator, but the proof is right there. Tom Brady went and won a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick didn't get to the playoffs without Tom Brady. And his track record without Tom Brady is not good. He's a very below average coach without Tom Brady as his quarterback. And it's hard not to look at that kind of stuff, especially the recent vintage. Take the Cleveland stuff out of it if you want. But the recent vintage of Bill Belichick is he's just not that good without Tom Brady. If you're such an exceptional head coach, you win with whoever your quarterback is, like Andy Reid. Like, that's why Andy Reid ultimately, guys, is the better head coach than Bill Belichick. He may not go and win as many Super Bowl rings as Bill Belichick. Hell, he may not even get as many regular season wins as Bill Belichick, right? But he's a better coach than Bill Belichick. Andy Reid has won with every single quarterback that he's ever had. You can't say that about Bill Belichick. I think it's safe to say and fair to say that Bill Belichick was successful because of Tom Brady. And I think Bob Kraft realized that right away. And I think that's going to eat Bob Kraft up for the rest of his life, that he allowed Bill Belichick to force Tom Brady out the door. And then you had this, you know, you had this dumpster fire that took place once Tom Brady left.
I don't have my Belichick impression today. I get voted off the island. That's about it. A playoff that's a lot of fun that maybe we can incorporate into other sports. We'll get to that next.
The assembly line is running slow on Monday. They've been living it up and laying up Saturday and Sunday. On Tuesday, they're about to come around, but they still feel bad and they're kind of down and mad cause they got four more days before the weekend rolls around. On Wednesday, they're feeling fine again.
And they were. You picked the music on the way back Wednesday. At 913-586-7610, please include your name.
Yeah, a few people on the text line here wanting Johnny Cash's Wednesday car.
There you go. Somehow
I love it.
We fell into the theme days.
Let's see if we can get a Thursday song next.
Okay.
Can we just change the words to Thursday, Thursday? Yeah.
Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday, right? Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Did you have tacos yesterday?
No.
Well, you're
no.
screwed for the rest of the week.
Or there's the Pizza Tasio has Tasio Tuesdays, which I think is pretty smart.
Oh, that's good.
How they've done that. So.
I do like that.
Yeah. I guess you should add tacos yesterday, though, because LeBron played.
He did. Yes, he did and play yesterday.
He's part of Taco Tuesday, right?
He invented it, I think. Yeah.
Something like that.
You saw the story about the Taco Tuesday like trademark, right? There was mm-hmm. like some bar in New Jersey that was holding out and wouldn't give up the slogan that they invented like back in the 70s, which I don't blame them. I mean, you're going to have to write me a check if you want to get this Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But I was telling you earlier, that green taco sauce that they now have at Taco Bell is fire, man. That stuff is legitimately good. They need to just give you thousands of packets of that because I would put that on anything.
Fire as in good and not the fire sauce that they have.
Yeah.
I think that is fire.
Yeah, that's good too.
This one's not.
The green stuff is unbelievable.
But it's not hot like fire.
No. I'm not a huge like spicy guy. Like I don't like crave like the habanero flavored wings and things that are going to make my face fall off. I do like the flavor, and that is some legit flavor. Those new tacos that they have, they melt the cheese on the outside of the shell. Oh my God, give me more.
So LeBron played on a taco day yesterday,
uh-huh.
and I like the play-in tournament.
I love it. I think it's brilliant.
I think the concept's great.
Yeah.
I think it brings some drama. It certainly brought some storylines,
uh-huh.
especially the Western Conference one involving the Lakers and whether or not they should tank and
right.
blah, blah, blah. Again, they're the whole elevating of the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers being a part of it, I think, helps elevate the story.
Yes,
of it,
it
all,
does.
Right. So, but the playing concept's great. It's got some survival.
Right.
It's got some intrigue. It's even got a little nuance where, yes, if you win, maybe it's worse off for you because you'll be a different seed and blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. But why not do more of this? This is, I think, what fans want, which is a little bit of playoff drama especially before you get to the longer series,
right?
In the NBA, I think it's really cool.
I think the most popular sporting event in America for everybody really is the NCAA tournament, and we like it for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's got a bracket, you know, concept to it, but also at the end, it's single elimination, and you know that every game matters. Every game is so important, and every game determines your season, right? And I think we like that in American professional sports. That's why I think we love the NBA or the NFL playoffs as well, because it is single elimination. Everybody's going home or everybody's moving on. It's there's no series like in baseball and in basketball and in hockey. You've got the 7-game, 5-game series, right? And if you miss game one, it's not that big a deal. But if you only have game one and you miss it, well, then you've missed something important on the sports calendar. And I think the NBA has done a really nice job of incorporating the in-season tournament, which created drama during the mundane regular season, if you will. And then by adding this play-in tournament, you've also, Josh, essentially increased your playoff teams to 20. 20 of the 30 teams now have an opportunity to make it into some sort of a postseason. And once you get into the play-in tournament, well, it's up to you to go out there and win and take care of business and move on to the next round. But it provides that finality, that elimination. It gives you the opportunity to, I think, what should be each team's best performance and best effort out there. And hell, Zion went for 40 last night until he blew his wheel. You know?
I like that. Then there's also kind of like a playback.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And if you lose, if you're the 7 or 8 seed and you lose, you get an opportunity to play one more time.
Done.
You're not quite done yet.
You get to kind of circle back and get another chance. I kind of like that aspect of it, too.
Now, if you're the 9-10 seed, that is sudden death. That loser's gone. They go home. And then you've created another sudden death game, coming up here in the future. So I think it is fantastic. I'd love to see something like that, in baseball. Wouldn't you like to see that now that we're leading the division in the wild card? I don't want anybody else in. But, back in the day, if you could expand the baseball playoffs and have a one game
get
legit
an extra wild card, essentially.
Like,
and
how many people, be honest with yourselves, crave that 163rd game of the baseball season,
awesome.
Right? Like, oh yeah, let's go. Let's have that one game playoff. have that one game playoff in baseball for a couple of different, you know, teams to have the opportunity to get in and be that eighth seed or however you want to do it in Major League Baseball. But I think it just adds intrigue. It adds drama. It's different. And I think we're at a time now in sports where everybody's looking to say, we got a good thing. How do we make it better? And I think what we found out over the years is Americans love elimination games, and we will watch those elimination games. The NFL had their highest rated playoffs of all time this past year. And I would imagine yesterday's number probably going to be pretty good. People are tuning in to watch. I watch the NBA, and I'm not a huge basketball fan, but the Royals were rained out last night. I'm like, let me flip on the playing game. And it was back and forth. The Lakers opened the big lead. Then you saw the Pelicans come back. You saw Zion drop 40. LeBron's LeBron. And, you know, they move on. And it creates conversation. It creates strategy. I'm sure it will also create dumb opinions that awful announcing will pick up on and we'll have to play back. But it's creating that conversation that I think the sports leagues want. They want you talking about them. And you're probably going to talk more about a one-game playoff than you are a seven-game series.
Well, it's already created dumb things because teams aren't going to lose on purpose.
Right, right. And that I hate the lose on purpose. I think that's one of the dumbest things
in sports.
The
Lakers would have benefited by losing in order to avoid the Nuggets.
Right. And did you see the way Sunday was in the NBA? Like all the jockeying that was going on, it created all that drama on the last game of the season. Should the Knicks win? Should, you know, Oklahoma City win this game? Would it set them up better if they're the two seed? Now, you never want to lose games. Every game that's on your schedule as a high-level athlete, you want to go out there and you want to win.
You really thought LeBron was going to tank a game?
Not a
chance.
Or be
allowed to be sat out so that he wouldn't overperform so the Lakers would lose? No chance.
No, no chance.
You can't ask that.
No, you're not going to do that. So here we sit with the play, and I think it's good. I don't think you could do it in the NFL, obviously, because it would add like 17 weeks onto the postseason, and that would be too much. But in Major League Baseball, you could absolutely do this play-in type of thing.
So now it's official. Travis has a new side gig. I hope it doesn't affect his football.
No.
You know, because shooting game shows, it'll take like, I don't know, 3 weeks to burn through 20-some episodes probably.
Right.
Will really take things away. But Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
That's right.
Is going to be the the reboot hosted by Trav.
That's right. I think it's good. I can't wait to watch it. I think it's going to be better than Catching Kelsey.
Oh, well, that's a given. I don't think he'd allow it to be the level of that. He knows better now, right?
Right, yeah.
He'd be like, no chance. Yeah. So Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Right.
Will be on Prime.
Right. Are you going to watch this? I am. I think it's going to be fun. And I hope Burt Reynolds is on it.
I will say,
your mother, Trebek.
Over, under will be 3/4 of an episode.
Oh, really? You don't think you're going to get that far in, huh?
Yeah.
What celebrity do you think you'd like to compete against?
Uh-oh.
Like, who do you envision as, like, just dumb that you could beat? Because we're not going to beat anybody that's smart because you and I aren't that smart. Like,
right.
I think Matthew McConaughey would be a guy I'd like to compete against. I feel like I could beat him.
Just because he's not smart?
I just fancy him
slow?
Like good looking and, yeah, Texan, you know?
Like, he would just be slow to give the answers?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And then you ask him anything that's non-Texan, he wouldn't get it.
He's pondering stuff.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I think I could beat Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey is a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the first name that I thought of. Like, I could beat that guy.
Who's the guy the boxer guy that wanted to fight you the one time? I could beat him.
Tony Danza?
Yeah, Tony Danza.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, Tony Danza.
The boxer guy that wanted you to fight, and I go, Tony Danza. You're like, yeah, that's it. Because that's true. But I wouldn't picture Tony Danza as a boxer. He was a boxer on a TV show, right? Or did he actually fight?
No, he was a fighter.
He was?
No, he was. Okay. He was.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted
but,
to fight.
But celebrity, though, it might not be a
But you know what? We're talking about a Prime video game that may be, he may be right in the wheelhouse of celebrities,
yeah. Well,
right?
Look at the singing shows, right? Those aren't exactly A-listers.
No. I mean, you had Terry Bradshaw singing.
But you got Travis, though, so I would think Travis would draw in some A-listers.
Do you
so.
Think he's going to get Taylor to be like the center square or something? She'll be on the show? I mean, if she's on the show, it's just going to be destroyed by ratings.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody, everybody's going to watch that thing,
correct,
right?
Correct. I don't think so. I don't think there's that ask yet.
Not yet.
She hasn't been on the podcast, right?
Yeah, that is true. You know, Jason's going to be on this show.
Oh, for sure.
He got nothing else going on.
Yeah, he's got to be on the first
and
episode,
especially,
I think.
But is this interesting? It is with Amazon. Keep that in mind.
Oh.
He's already got a deal with Amazon.
My Jason's alleged employer.
Mm-hmm.
tie-in.
Or maybe Travis's alleged employer when this thing is all said and done. If he has a good experience with them, why would you go somewhere else, right?
And they both are commentators on the Thursday night games moving forward.
That's exactly right.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
Now, I think Burt Reynolds would be funny, though. He would be great to be on there. Mr. Burt Reynolds. Suck it, Trebek. Oh, wait, that was Sean Connery. He'd be good, too.
Sean Connery would be good?
Yeah. The pen is mightier. Mm.
I don't know if this is going to be sustainable. I tend to think it won't, but it's going to be fun while it lasts, and so let's appreciate what is Colorado football under Deion Sanders.
Okay. You think it's over soon?
I do. I just don't think. Well, one, I don't think he can continue to turn over the roster like he has.
Yeah.
Year after year after year. I don't think it can.
I don't think any school
I think basketball's
can.
Hard to do.
Oh, ridiculous.
Like Calipari did it for years. Football's just impossible. I don't think he lasts longer than his children.
Okay.
I think when his kids are out the door, he's like, see you later. There were reports in Colorado that he's not visiting any high schools. You know how that goes over, right?
If you don't visit
the high school, if the coaches don't interact with the high schools in their location, it always goes south.
It always goes south. Yeah.
But he's like,
we heard that for years with KU. Charlie Weiss was a big non-high schooler, right?
Never visited anybody, and nobody wanted to send their players to play for them. Mm-hmm. Blah blah blah. But he says he's too big; they have to come to him.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
And that if he goes to a school, it's too big of a distraction. Which may be the case. It's Deion Sanders.
I get that, but...
And then that he was afraid.
You don't think Nick Saban showing up on a high school campus is going to cause distraction,
correct,
too?
Then coaches will be mad at him for not going to their schools. And so he's just not doing it at all. They're coming to him. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that works. Even if you're Deion Sanders, I don't know if that works. The transfer portal has swung wide open.
Well, hang on a second. Just let me jump back in on that. You're also a high school recruit. One of the things that we've seen over the years, these guys want to be loved up, right? And yeah, you're Deion Sanders, but if another coach is coming to my house and loving me up and forming that relationship with me and Deion's not, why would I pick Colorado over some other school when I'm getting loved up by a coach? I mean, that's just kind of the way it is.
Now, you like to think his assistants are blanketing all over the place and then you bring him to Deion to be the closer, but I don't know if that's doesn't sound like that's quite the situation.
Mm-hmm.
The portal's wide open. He's got to replace all 5 starting offensive linemen again this coming year. Again, they got sacked a lot, right?
They did.
It didn't hold up. So you see, okay, I can do that. One of their top defensive backs from last year, not Travis Hunter, has gone back in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
And literally his kids,
mm-hmm,
are out there recruiting.
Yeah.
Shiloh Sanders yesterday on his Instagram. Defensive transfers DM me. Offensive transfers DM Shador Sanders. And then in parentheses, this is not last chance you. His kids are fielding portal requests.
Mm-hmm.
And out there legitimately recruiting people to come play with them. It's fascinating to me.
Well, think of it in terms of like a restaurant. You hear how great a restaurant is, right? You hear how great it is. It takes months to get a reservation. You finally get that reservation. You go there and you're like, yeah, the food was okay. You're not going to go back, right? There's a lot of sizzle. There's a lot of pizzazz. There's a lot of wow. And then you eat the meal and you're like, yeah, I could have done better. So maybe that's what they're running into in Colorado, where the sizzle's there with Deion. The excitement's there. But once you get there, you're like, eh, I don't know that I really want to play for Deion Sanders. It was kind of cool for a minute. But then I got in here, and I'm like, eh, not exactly what I'm looking for.
He's not warm and fuzzy and says great things about me all the time.
Right.
He's pretty rough on people.
Do you think Nick Saban's warm and fuzzy?
No, not at all.
I think Bill Belichick, you look at the great coaches, they're not all warm and fuzzy. They're not all of these lovable guys.
There's some coaching success to back it up.
Of course there is. There's not yet that with Deion.
There's not that with Deion.
Right.
So,
and at the end of the day, do you want to go there for this? Wow. Or do you want to go play football where you think you can really grow and become a better football player? And Colorado may not be that spot. But for the casual fan like me, I'm all in. I think it adds excitement. I think it adds fun. It adds flair.
It is fun.
And now he's coming to the Big 12. And so we'll get the opportunity to really see Deion Sanders kind of up close and personal because he's coming into this league where we got Kansas and Kansas State and Iowa State and some of the area schools are going to be playing Colorado. So I think it's fun to have them back in the league. But yeah, the staying power now on this, where the kids are begging people to come to the portal,
DM me. Probably not great.
DM
me if you want to come play at Colorado.
Yeah, wow. but that's where Deion, if he's able to, Josh, you got to eat some of that humble pie and realize now you haven't played in 20 years, right? I know you're still primetime Deion Sanders, and you have span generations. You're kind of like Charles Barkley. Everybody knows who you are. But how successful do you want to be at Colorado? What's the end game here? Do you want to have your legacy as a coach as somebody who just wasn't successful because you didn't do what it took to be a head college coach? And this is also one of those things where I think also maybe, and again, I'm just guessing at this, but Deion has to be waking up going, damn, I didn't realize it was this hard to be a college coach. Because we've said it all along. I would never want to be a college coach with everything that you have to do and all the work that you have to put in and all the ass kissing that you have to do. You're the one who has to be doing the ass kissing. Nobody's kissing your ass anymore. You're the coach. You need the players to come to you. You can't just go, I'm Deion, come play for me, kiss the ring. People are like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
And he's got health things going on too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so there's a lot going on with Deion. I just feel like he's building a couple teams around his kids. And then as soon as they move on, he'll be like, see ya.
And if Deion wanted to do this in order to be close to his kids and coach his kids, I have no problem with that at all.
No, it's great.
No problem with that at all. And Colorado has benefited in a big way from Deion Sanders.
Certainly.
So it's been a great relationship for everybody involved. Deion using that relationship to be able to coach his kids for a couple of years. Colorado using that relationship to be put on the map, to increase enrollment, to sell tickets, to give their fans something they haven't had since the 90s, right? And so I think this has been a really good relationship for all involved. We'll see how this thing ends.
So if you're out there and you're in the portal, DM the Sanders kids.
That's right. They're interested.
Because they may be looking for help. Show's being brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. There's a kind of humorous list we want to get to involving the Chiefs next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.